This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, brought to you by the Dental Office of Dr. Ray Shepherd, located at 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, Sue Pace, RN and Neighborhood Radio Health Editor.
Hi, neighbors and listeners on the web. Today I want to talk about how to create happiness. Keep in mind that if you're unhappy or depressed, you won't have good health. I keep this list on my refrigerator titled, 5 Ways to Create Happiness. You can't expect a delicate flower to survive without nurturing. If you do, the next thing you have is a heap of wilted brown stuff. I believe the same can be said for happiness. You can't expect it to flourish on its own. That good feeling deep in our heart needs care and attention in order to thrive. I believe we can encourage a sense of happiness day by day by replacing negative thoughts with more positive beliefs and taking positive steps. Here's what I call 5 ways to create happiness. First of all, put pleasure on your to-do list. Life is full of tasks that don't bring much joy to our days. There's nothing wrong with going to the grocery store, but do you really feel your spirits lift as you scan the meat section? No way. Instead of plodding dutifully from one errand to the next, why not stop somewhere you love along the way? Even a short visit to the beach, a bookstore, or somewhere you find interesting can make your day so much more joyful. Make a list of the places you especially enjoy visiting. Then the next time you feel a twinge of the blues coming on, check your list, pick up your car keys, and head out the door. My second tip is to spend time with people who make you feel good. I've noticed that certain people make me feel funnier, more attractive, more alive. We seem to spend less time with these people as we get older. We get busy with jobs and our lives fill up with other obligations. Thankfully, I've been able to maintain friendships with some very special people who make me laugh out loud and are always willing to bring some fun into my life. Having them in my life is so important to me and makes me really happy. Another tip is to take an imaginary vacation. I love to snorkel, and I do it on a regular basis, even though I haven't put on my mask and fins for a while. Imaginary snorkeling. I imagine myself floating along with the colorful fish and going with the flow of the ocean. So I do this when I'm stuck in traffic or when I'm feeling stressed. Also, I know some folks in Ohio who love dancing and used to go dancing every Saturday night. They danced until they wore their feet out. Now they're unable to go out dancing every Saturday night, so they can listen to music or watch dance shows on TV and imagine they're dancing the night away. I hope this brings them smiles and lots of happiness. More on this topic after this message from Dr. Ray Shepherd.
Hello, this is Dr. Ray Shepherd. Today I'd like to describe to you what I think is my most outstanding, most rewarding piece of equipment I have in my office. It's called a CEREC machine, and it enables me to provide my patients with crowns in one appointment. There's no temporaries or no return trips. The crowns are beautiful. They fit absolutely perfectly, and I've had the best positive response from my patients when they've had this kind of a restoration than anything else I have ever done. We're fortunate because less than 10% of the dentists in practice today have this machine. I think it's the best technology that's ever been invented. If you're one of my current patients and you're curious about the machine that I'm describing, next time you're in, please ask me and I'll be very happy to show you and let you see it in action. It's very interesting.
The Dental Office of Dr. Ray Shepherd, 890 Main Street, phone 726-3355, Dr. Ray Shepherd.
Where we bring your smile to life.
Another tip is to cherish each day. Think about it. If my life ended tomorrow, what would I most regret not having done? Then go and do it. The people who love you will be happy you did. Plan a trip to a new destination. Try a new beach path. Study something new. Or get involved in some way with things you love. For example, I love sea lions and seals. I haven't had time to work at the Marine Mammal Center recently, so I take the short drive down to Bean Hollow Beach, and get to see the seals there. Another tip is keep trying to make new dreams come true. We should never stop visualizing the kind of life we want to create for ourselves, and create is the key word. As long as we're breathing, your life is a work in progress. When one dream comes true, it's time to think of a new one. If a dream evolves as you work towards it, that's fine. Just don't lose sight of the kind of life you want to live. Never stop making choices that lead you to your main goals. So, what activities do you find most exhilarating? When have you been the happiest? Why is that? The answers to these questions contain hints at things that can bring more joy into your daily life. Try to do just one small thing every day to keep on track for fulfilling your dreams, and do something that makes you happy. Good luck on your journey. Until next time, here's to your good health.
You have been listening to Keeping Pace with Your Health with host Sue Pace, brought to you by the dental office of Dr. Ray Shepherd, located at 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. If you have suggestion topics for the program, call 453-4000 or email us at health@neighborhoodradio.info.